Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents...
I'm putting the pussy up on a pedestal.
Let me finish.
I was half a virgin when I met him.
With host Taylor Jackson...
When I RSVP to a party, I make it my business to come.
And Abby Lloyd.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Let me finish.
I'll have what she's having.
Because we all deserve more than 2 minutes.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
And we're... back. The moment you've all been waiting for, your favorite moment of every single week.
Your favorite Thursday episode. Holy shit.
That was, you ruined my momentum there.
I know.
Abigail.
Sorry. I mean, sorry.
We
sorry.
Were not
I thought I was going to have something better to say. Better to say like your Thursday mood booster, but nothing came out.
Yeah. It kind of fell flat. But don't worry. I'm here to pick it back up. Anyway, as I was saying before, your fucking favorite part of your Thursday, I think is what Abby meant to say.
Yes, yes.
New episode of Let Me Finish with me, your host, Taylor Jackson, and Miss Abigail Lloyd.
Thank you for using my government name. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Did you want me to say your social? Because I can give them that.
They can find me. They can find me.
Guys, I just want to let you know that go fucking vote, okay?
Yes.
Go vote, please. Just, I want to get that out there. Not only is it election day, though, it is Miss Abigail's fucking birthday. Like, only Abby yes. would be born on election day. So for her, go vote. Wish Abby a happy birthday. Speaking of birthdays, tomorrow is the beginning of Scorpio season.
Yes. Technically today when it comes out.
It is now officially Scorpio season. Both Abby and I are Scorpios, and I, for one, am very excited about this, about the moon being in Scorpio. Is that what it is? I don't even know what astrology is. But I don't,
astrology, like, isn't real, but I do know that the only real signs are, like, Scorpio and Gemini, I think.
Great.
Those are, like, pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate. I'm excited because I have discovered this weekend a new plan to find a boyfriend, to get a boyfriend for myself.
What is it?
And it's to go out on Sundays. It is to go out on Sundays. Because
is that because the footballers are out?
The footballers are out. This sounds so cliche and stupid,
cliche.
But I'm telling you, it is the only way and it is the best way. Because you are one, you look like a cool girl. You look like you're there for football. You're also
okay,
drinking beer. And
yeah. Do guys really
honestly,
care that girls drink beers?
I don't think necessarily that they care, but I think it adds to the whole like aesthetic of the I'm not like other girls look, you know,
yeah,
like
Sean
I'm sitting there.
His head, but he's never kissed a girl, so it really doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter for that. And so I went out with my roommate, Sophie, on Sunday to find, you know, some suitors for ourselves.
Yeah, you guys wanted suitors.
And I am telling you, it was crazy because we walked to this one bar and the cover was like, they were like, oh, you need a table here. And number one, we're in fucking Hoboken. Let's chill with the table.
Yeah,
bit.
No tables at like, Hoboken.
Exactly. And they're like, the walk-in price is $100 a head. I said, looks like we're going across the street. But we discussed this after we went to the bar across the street. I couldn't speak to the bouncer because he was so my type and he was so
hot. He was
hot? And
what
Sophie's good
like?
At that stuff. And she, like, probably 6'3", was wearing Yeezys. His hair was like,
I hate
dark.
That your type is Yeezys.
He had dark features. He was in all black. He was just like Hot. Just now, hot. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Gone.
Okay. But Sophie handled it and talked to him, but I just kind of panicked. So anyway, conveniently, the bar we went to was across the street, and conveniently the table we sat at was outside with perfect vision of this man, of the
Of the bouncer.
The guy. So that was just, you know, me with like, it's meant to be, that type of thing. I'm just crazy. Like,
here we are.
This could be another gym boyfriend. This could be,
okay.
What do we call him now? We call him
Bouncer Boy.
Bouncer Boy. I love that. Bouncer Boy.
Yeah, I do too.
And he was like almost a douchebag. He was almost so mean, but I loved it.
See, this is what I think. This is the type that we need to stray from. That's where things get a little tricky. And also, like, to be honest, would you want your boyfriend being a bouncer and talking to girls all day, every day? Because that would drive me absolutely nuts.
You see, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I would also love that. You know, I'd also love to get a little angry. I'd also love there to be
Here's the problem again.
There's the toxic. There's the toxic mindset I have, right?
Yeah, that's the mindset that we're trying to change daily.
Exactly. Anyway, the story gets better. So then we see another guy, like walking right where we are, and he's Sophie's type to like. I mean, the absolute T, like the T. You guys don't know my roommate, but I'm telling you. And he was talking to the owner of the bar.
Her type is also the worst.
Exactly. We're just looking for the worst. And honestly, to us, this was like our chakras were aligned, the stars were aligned, and we were about to get fucking married to these two strangers who weren't even looking our way. Anyway, this guy who is going to the other, working at the other bar, was talking to the guy working at our bar. So once the other guy leaves, Sophie's type, I say to the other guy, I say, come here. Who was that? Give me all the full details on him. He goes,
Oh no, Taylor.
He owns that bar across the street. And we're like, he's a business owner. This is great for Sophie. We have a man with money. Me and Sophie, our eyes are like fucking lighting up because we're psychotic. Right. So then I get the info on that man. And then I point to the bouncer boy. I say, now what's his deal? He goes, oh, him? He's part owner too. I'm like,
okay. So they're a little part owner situation.
They're part owners, the two guys that are my type and her type of this bar. And I'm like, the world just works in the weirdest ways, huh?
Okay. Did we get any numbers?
No, numbers.
No. Because what am
I
going
to do? But this is the thing. Now, like the seed has been planted. I know where he,
you know where he works, to be honest.
And I think this is my issue, because gym boyfriend, it's like, I knew I would see him at the gym. And now it's like this guy, it's like, I know I'll see him if I go to this bar.
Right.
But now it's more of my choice. See, I would go to the gym regularly every day, and that was just my thing. And I would conveniently see gym boyfriend. But like with the bar, it's like if I want to make any number situation, then I would have to go there.
I wish that he was almost your server so you could slip him your number instead.
I know.
Because you can't really slip the bouncer your number, but you could.
Yeah.
Is that awkward?
Tougher. It would be better if someone else did it.
Yeah, maybe Sophie gives. Like, she's like, my friend thinks you're cute. And then you're like standing over there. You know, when it's like those memes and it's like a guy and it's like, yo, my friend thinks you're cute. And it's like literally Shrek in the corner. And
yeah, you're like, that's nah, I'm literally
okay.
Me.
I'm okay. Thank you.
He'd be like, yeah, okay, $100 a head to get in.
No.
Well,
so
that's
are you
going to
see him this Sunday? We're acting like this is your boyfriend.
I'm not going
out
this Sunday. Yeah. Like you're going to see him. Like, no, let's chill. I just like, don't feel like spending money. I spent a lot of money this weekend and I don't want to spend money. And just trying to, and next weekend's Halloween weekend. So I'll probably be spending some cash then. So I'm being fiscally responsible. Is that the word?
Sure.
That was a big word for me. Great. Anyway, any outstanding updates from you? I know I'm going to see you later today.
Yeah, Taylor and I are going on a little date. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen each other in about a month, I think. So we're going to do a little date action. Updates on my end are I'm doing pretty well, actually. Good. Just living life. I've been going out more. It's just,
you have been. Cost? I've seen that.
At what cost, really?
Yeah. I
hate, drunk people. So mm-hmm. it gets a little, the situations get sticky when I'm constantly around them. And I am excited for Halloween, but I'm also not excited because what are we going to do? What are we going to, you know, it's kind of, and like, I don't want to buy a whole outfit and then not, like, I'll be pissed if I'm ready Halloween night and there's nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know that that's kind of that's the case.
That's the case, but you can always get the Instagram picture, which essentially is the only reason we're getting dressed up.
No, and I'm aware. That's the only reason I go out, honestly, to get the pic. So.
Me too. Anywhere, anyway.
Yeah, we should get pics tonight, maybe. Are you going to look cute tonight?
Like, see, that's the thing. I'm like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling. Okay. And now, of course, we're going to get into our email of the day, everybody. Okay. This is a good one. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Hi, Taylor and Abby. Me and my boyfriend have been dating for 2 years. Everything is great, but something happened this weekend made me question our relationship. Every weekend, my boyfriend would stay with me at my apartment. On Sunday night, I specifically told my boyfriend that I would like him to take a shower before bed and that I want to have sex. I even bought lingerie for him. But he didn't take a shower until 1 a.m. At that point, I was already tired and needed to go to sleep because I have a morning class the next day. He could see that I was disappointed and apologized to me, saying that he wasn't in the mood. However, after I went to sleep, he sat on my couch until 6 a.m. I didn't sleep well that night because we didn't have a great time together this weekend. I was upset and had a sense that he would jerk off behind my back. This has happened before several times. As expected, I found a wad of tissues on the coffee table the next morning. I felt disgusted because he didn't even bother to throw it out. He admitted afterwards, I got super upset because of this and don't know what to do. Although I know that guys would jerk off when they have girlfriends, I just can't get over it. And I keep asking myself, does he rather jerk off than having sex with me? Especially after I've explicitly invited him to have sex. My question is, am I overreacting? What would you do in this situation? Love you two so much. My favorite podcast ever. Oh, girl.
I just have a lot of questions because she said the first thing that's hilarious is she goes, I had an inkling that he was going to jerk. He was going to sit on that couch all night and jerk off, which is.
And just.
That seems, it's a weird inkling to have. I don't think personally I would ever have an inkling like that. But also, it's weird that I think sometimes. Like, guys don't want to, which is weird because I think girls always kind of want to have sex. Not like always, mm-hmm. but I think that guys sometimes, there's a lot of like effort that goes into sex. And since they're the laziest species on the planet, it's almost like I don't want to do that. And I would rather just like jerk off, get it done. Like, I don't have to do anything else. It's really just like me on the couch. But it seems a little bit weird to do it after they haven't had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Like, it seems mean to me.
Yeah. I was going to say mean because they're spending time together and obviously they're not always together. So to me, this is like a greedy act. Like, this is him being like greedy. Like, he's got his girlfriend in their bed, literally asked to have sex with him. And he's like, nah, sits his ass on the fucking dusty ass couch and jerks off all night. To me, it's a little greedy because, you know, you don't know what you got until it's gone, that type of thing. Well, if she breaks up with you, all of your nights will be spent on the fucking couch jerking off with some tissues and some lotion. Yeah. And you don't have a girl just sound asleep in her bed. Well, she wasn't sound asleep, so she didn't get a good night's sleep. But like, you're being greedy and he's being selfish. And I don't agree with this and I don't like it. I just feel a little, it's almost shady.
Yeah, I just think I don't want to say shady. It's just like there's something off and I don't know what it is. But maybe
like why would he rather jerk off than have sex with a girlfriend who just asked him to have sex? Or is this a signal of a rocky relationship that there's something deeper going on?
I think it's either a signal of that or a signal that he's really lazy. But Sean, do you have any opinions from the laziest species on the planet?
male humans? Yeah. I don't think it's a lazy thing. I don't think so. I think Taylor's right. I think this really? Is fine as something bigger, much worse. I would be, first of all, she should be upset. I think it's fair to be upset about this. I don't think this is crazy at all. Also, I think it is a sign of one of two things. Either he's just not really that interested in having sex with you anymore, and you should be really worried about that. Or maybe the weekend and the way things went had something to do with it. That's possible. But everything about what she describes about this guy says to me that maybe it's not working out.
Yeah.
I'm still 6 a.m. on your couch. What the fuck is going on?
I was just going to say, why is he till 6 a.m.? Is he like stimulated in some sort of way? I'm not sure what's going on there.
He's doing some druggists, you think?
Also, like, I also hate like being asleep and someone else, even if it's like I'm like at someone, like just like a sleepover or whatever, and someone else is up like for hours after me. I just don't like that. I feel very,
I don't like it either.
I'm missing out. Like, it's a FOMO.
Oh, I think sleeping is like super, like sleeping is when I'm like most vulnerable. So like, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm like talking in my sleep all night. I say crazy shit in my sleep. Like, I don't want anybody awake hearing me talk ever.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's weird. But I think it's a little...
It's not normal. I'll tell you that much. It's not normal. Okay. I think it's so shocking that you thought that girls are always in the mood to have sex, but guys aren't.
Well,
I would have thought the opposite is generally true.
I don't think that's true. I think the way I think is like sex equals...
What, like connection? Like it equals connection? No, I think that's true. Yeah. I think sex equals so connection, like, for guys and girls. More so for girls, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. So like if we're not having sex, then like I feel like... And like, obviously we don't have to have sex every single time we hang out, but like, if you're consistently not having sex with me and then jerking off, that's like the craziest thing in the world.
It's like you're distancing yourself from.
Yeah. I think it's insulting, I feel.
But see, that's the impression you get, right? And then, and I think a lot of times in a relationship, like you'll have the feeling that Abby's describing where it's like, well, if haven't had sex in a while, but you're choosing to like jerk off instead, that means you're distancing yourself from me. And a lot of times when a girl expresses that sort of concern, my immediate thought is like, you're overthinking it. But in this case, I don't think you're overthinking it at all. I think that's accurate. Legitimately accurate. If she is throwing herself at him, if she's actually trying to be sexy for him and he can't get there, and then but he still can jerk off later. I mean,
and then it's like, what is he jerking off to? What's he jerking off to is my question. That's what would really send me down a rabbit hole of like, what is he watching on the couch? Who is he texting? Like, That's something to think about too, sis.
I think he's just watching porn. That one I'm not so worried about.
Her TV until 6 a.m.? That's weird. On his fucking phone
while he's sitting there or something. I don't know. That part is not a case that needs to get cracked. Like, that part I'm not as worried about. But it's the fact that let's say, for example, like you were dating a guy and you're like, oh, you want to have sex? And he's like, no. And then it turns out he jerked off 3 hours ago. Like 3 hours prior.
Yeah, that's different.
Like, don't get so mad about that. Like, you know, sometimes the mood strikes you. But the fact that he had an opportunity and then was like, give me a couple hours and I'll do it to myself, that is a problem.
It's just weird.
It is weird. It could be, you know, here's the other thing too. I think you underestimate how much the connection thing matters to a guy when you're in a relationship. So if they had a rocky weekend and they were fighting all weekend and whatever, but she's in the mood, I could see why he wouldn't be in the mood in that case. But if this is like a reoccurring thing.
But that's what I'm saying, like that. So that's like, if we had a rocky weekend, then like I would want to have sex because I would be like.
It fixes things.
It'll reestablish the connection. Yeah. It'll like set everything back to baseline.
It does. It like resets things. It resets.
It brings it back. It brings it back to normal.
Yeah. But maybe he didn't feel like it.
Maybe he didn't feel like bringing it back to normal. I don't know.
I think that's possible.
She asks herself, like, am I overreacting? And no, I don't think she's overreacting. I think that there's a deeper issue going on here. Maybe it was just
how do you bring it up though without sounding like without being like you don't fuck me enough.
Well, personally, I think that'd be fine to say, but I would just be like, I kind of offended of like, I know that I had literally asked you to have sex and you didn't want to. Like, what's up? What's wrong? Is it because of what happened this weekend? Is it something more? Why don't you want to have sex with me? I think that's a very validated conversation.
Yeah.
Especially if she after says this.
That to him. I mean, I think she has a class the next morning, so I'm assuming they're in college. I don't know. Good on her, though, for having her own apartment with a living room. With no, yeah, I assume no roommates if he's jacking off on the couch and leaving the.
Yeah. Well,
you know what? He might, because he might be a freak. So
I don't know, but seems like she's also good for her. But I think if she brings that up the way you just said, Taylor, his response, we can all hear it in our heads. He's just going to go, God, why are you making such a big deal about this? I don't see what the big deal
is. Yeah.
Like, I just didn't want, like, it's no big deal. But he's lying if he says that, because it is a big deal. So I would say there's a lot. The things in that email that concerned me the most were it does start with him turning down the sex and then going and hanging out on the couch till 6 a.m. and then leaving the tissues on the coffee table.
Yeah, like, ew.
Like maybe just find a different boyfriend. You know,
I'm thinking the same thing. There's a lot of red flags here. One, he doesn't clean up after himself. Two, he doesn't want to have sex with you when you ask. Three, he seems like a leech. Like he's staying at your apartment, but not in your bed till 6 a.m. using your cable, probably your Netflix account, using your tissues.
You know, holy he doesn't pay shit. For that Netflix. No chance.
Exactly. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I also think, okay, so here's the other thing too. So she said she got lingerie and tried to get him in the mood that way. I will admit, lingerie doesn't really, people seem to think it turns guys on. I don't really think it does. I almost think lingerie is gross.
Gross?
Yeah. Like good underwear is good, but I'm just imagining like something that looks like it was bought just for a quote unquote romantic sexual encounter. And
you're thinking of like, I don't porn lingerie. I know. What Sean's thinking, Abby, in his head, he's thinking like red with like fluffy like fluff on the tops and like bells and whistles.
I'm thinking like there is sexy lingerie. I'm thinking like it's just like a red bra, a red underwear, and it's like just like really it's like mesh or something.
Is it strappy or is it like lacy?
There's no like what are we imagining? Yeah, there's lace, but there's no like straps.
You can get classy lingerie, and that's I mean you're thinking he's thinking like Spencer's gift shop lingerie.
I know. He's thinking like Zoomies. He's thinking like Zoomies lingerie.
What I'm thinking of is classy lingerie, which I think is even grosser because now this is what I'm saying about it is that. You put that on and you're trying to make it a moment. He immediately is feeling some sort of pressure that this is like a romantic thing and not a sexy thing. And I think that's a turnoff to a lot of guys, and myself included. Like fucking garters.
When I put on
your legs, is that a garter?
No one's wearing garters, Sean. This no one's wearing garter.
You gotta ask her to send a picture. I need to know what she was wearing.
You're literally sick. When I put on lingerie, it's not to be romantic. It's literally to be like beat the fuck up in bed. It's not.
Yeah.
Okay. That I can respect. Stuff that's like it when the bra connects to the lower half.
No one's connecting.
Like, hers might be. I don't know what she was wearing, and if she was wearing the wrong thing, he might be like, "Yo, I'm not up for whole thing. This isn't like a special." Because it's similar to. Here's what it reminds me of. Valentine's Day. Guys hate Valentine's Day. You know we do.
Yeah, and it's why?
It's mostly because it's forced romance. And I think the idea of like, we make this special.
Guys hate like any holiday, right? Like
pretty much.
Birthdays, except Christmas, for Halloween, because it's like,
you know, you wear your slutty Shrek costume and everybody's happy, right?
Yeah. But
yeah.
You're right. We do. Because there's a lot of pressure that's put on it. And also, I do think that it feels like, almost like, this isn't a great example, but you know, you like have a work event or something and it feels like forced fun. It's like, we're going to do this activity. And it's like, well, if it was fun, I would just do it on my own. And I think that, you know, a Valentine's Day rolls around and it's like, I got to spend all this money. I got to plan. I got to make her feel special. And it just feels forced. And lingerie is like the physical embodiment of that feeling. Unless here's the thing though, this is why it's a bad sign. If he really finds her really sexy and he's like really still into her, then there's no amount of like lingerie-ness that's going to turn him off. But if she's right. doing it this way, they're too deep in the relationship for him to do it without it feeling forced. And now he's like, I don't want that. And that you should be worried about. I wish I could tell you it's not a big deal, but you should be worried about that.
But it That's, is a big deal.
I know.
Deal.
That is a big deal. Also, here's the thing. If I'm going to give him a little bit of credit, if he's not in the mood at like midnight or 1 a.m., he takes a shower at 1 a.m. too. Like, who is this guy? Is he fucking Count Dracula? He's staying up all night? It's crazy. But I could Maybe see like 5 a.m. rolls around. That's 4 or 5 hours later. I mean, he's ready to get it up again at that point. But I don't know. I just think, I think that this is more of a concern than we might other than you might think we would have said. Like if this yeah. happened to one of you, you would be as equally concerned the way that she is.
Oh, for sure.
I would be knocking at the door. Hello. I would be concerned.
Very Honestly, concerned. Straight up, I would just straight up literally ask him what's up, what's going on.
Yeah.
There's no beating around the bush here because there's obviously a deep rooted issue or something. The relationship's wrong.
I agree. We don't really know everything about the relationship. It's really hard to weigh in on the quality of someone's entire relationship based on one.
Right.
So here's what I will say though. This story, this email feels a lot like the explanation you give to your friends in 6 months when they're like, why didn't it work out? Why'd you guys end up breaking up? And you're like, you know, I knew it wasn't great when I bought lingerie and he said he didn't want to have sex and he jerked off on the couch instead. And I had to email into Taylor and Abby and they were like, you better break up. And I was like, you know what? They're right. And it turns out that was the sign that we were already like, we crested the hill and we were already on our way down. And I just didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the exact moment. She'll look back in like 6 months and be like, I knew it.
She should might as well drop the link to this episode and just send it to him and he can just listen to it and be like, oh,
he can listen.
This is about me.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Just send him the episode and send me the pictures of the lingerie and we'll be fine. And then,
And we'll send Sean the pictures of you in it and we'll decide if he likes it or not. And we'll see what.
Please
we'll
don't
see.
Do that.
Please do. I mean, whatever. Abby will give you her opinion too. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll send you pictures back of me in my lingerie. Hey, we can have a little lingerie group chat.
We'll appreciate the lingerie because he doesn't.
We appreciate you, girl. We will appreciate you. Me especially.
Yes.
Wait, do you guys own lingerie?
Yes.
You own something you would call lingerie?
Yes.
Yes. It's not the nasty lingerie you're thinking of.
No, He's thinking Zoomies, porn star lingerie.
I don't know what I'm thinking of. Can you like get it out of the closet right now, Abby?
No, Taylor.
Taylor just looked in the closet. She just glanced over, like it's right there in a little box, an old shoe box, and I haven't looked at it in a while because my boyfriend's dodging me, and there's a quarantine going on.
I literally haven't worn it for I don't even know how many years.
I need to see it. Not even because I'm a perv. I literally want to know what normal lingerie actually looks like.
Sean is actually at my house. And Sean is a perv. And B, I would show you mine. It was recently worn, though. So it's...
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Messy.
You can send me a picture of the product.
It's just a black bra with lace.
Okay.
And, like, the back is all lace. And then, like, the underwear is, like, mesh lace. And it's also black. I don't like, I was thinking the other day, like, maybe I should start doing like a white underwear and a white bra, but I'm so pale now that I thought white is cute, but now I'm pale. So it would look, I don't think it would look right. And I think red is okay. Certain occasions, I think red can sometimes go into the Zoomies Spencer's category.
Yeah, red can get trashy. I have black. Mine's black lace.
Black.
I love it. I love it so much.
Sometimes I think what Sean is thinking of is almost like the tankinis, like a suit situation.
Or like a little old maid, like a feather duster. Like you're thinking foreplay almost. Like you're thinking porn, as I said before, like porn show. But it's really classic. We'll send you some good pictures. Abby will like look at like a really expensive lingerie and send him links to it. Maybe you buy it for Linda. That'd be so cute.
Maybe you buy it for me.
I'm buying it for anything for anybody. Here's the truth. The fancier it is, the more it seems like you put effort into it, the more it kills this guy's boner, apparently.
But does it kill all boners?
More than you'd think. I don't know. I guess it depends. I guess it does depend. I guess it depends. You know? I can see the scenario where what Abby just described, you're just like, I just threw this on. Now let's do something. Great. That's great. But if we're trying to make a moment out of it, I don't know. I don't know if all guys really like that.
Well,
okay. Well, that.
Okay. Everyone has their opinions on lingerie.
And we'll just have to ask every man in the world, and we'll have to get the data from that.
Insight, the data. Yeah, we'll do a study group. Okay. Okay, guys, we're back with my favorite segment and yours, Roast Your Ex. You guys send us in, you know, talking shit on your shitty ex, any of them.
I love it.
I read it. You feel good. I feel good. Please send more. Please. It feels great. It's like therapy.
It is. Better. It's free therapy.
Free. It's free. We're fucking doing the Lord's work. Okay, so this week's Roast Your Ex. Here we go. You good for nothing piece of shit. I just want to let you know that the flat tires on your shitty Nissan Altima were from me, but I don't give a single fuck because the car is a piece of shit. I hope your day job working the Arby's drive-thru are fulfilling because our sex life was anything but. Honestly, thank God you cheated on me with my older sister because now I have the perfect leverage to ruin Thanksgiving this year.
He cheated with the older sister?
Yeah, now she's got a vengeance. This must be recent, huh?
If anybody cheated with my brother, Thanksgiving would be ruined for the next 50 years. 50
years. This is going to be a... You know what? I'm getting this bitch's address because I'm headed there for Thanksgiving. Yeah, this seems entertaining.
This seems entertaining. I think we need to add to the list of like things that people make fun of. Like it's always like the sex was bad, your mom sucks, whatever. They like to make fun of the cars.
Always
which sucks because like guys love cars. They live for cars. Mm-hmm. You know, they usually like save up a lot of money. They pimp it out. They make it look cool.
Yeah.
And then they just say, fuck your shitty Nissan Altima. You'll never make it out of your Arby's drive-thru. And that's like, that.
And that's fucking that. And you know, he probably put like all this money into the Nissan. It's probably got like tinted windows and like,
yeah,
he's got like, maybe he did one of those things when they like, when you put like a new radio in it and it looks honestly so bad, but he like took out the old radio and put the new one in. Yeah, and she said, fuck it to the tires. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't gonna cheat on me anymore because you can't fucking drive.
Honestly, true. This is a side note. Do you know when people used to, you can like hang like little dice off the back of your car, like on like trucks or something? So one time it was when I was, you know, like 10, 11, sometimes people would hang ball sacks off of them as like a little joke. You've seen the ball sacks, huh?
Yes, I have.
So I was looking around. I'm 10 years old. My whole family's in the car. We're driving somewhere. And I said, you know, what is that, Mom? And she said, there was absolute silence. My brother and dad were mortified but laughing. And nobody answered the question. And then a couple years later, I saw it again. And I had realized that it was just a ball sack hanging off the end of the car. I don't like, there's a specific type of person that hangs ball sacks off the back of their car.
Of their, not even car, like their truck.
Yeah, it's a truck. It's like the big white truck.
Uh-huh, the big white truck with the loud engine and the ball sack hanging out.
And it says like, they have like little stickers on the back of their car that say something like, you honk at me, I fuck your wife, or something like that. Like something horrible honk
again,
like that.
Honk again and I'll fuck your mom or some shit.
Yeah. And like, it has, you know when people have like the little like stickers of like the family and it's like mom, dad, little sister. He has like him and then it's like his dog.
Yeah.
Obviously
exactly.
Not getting married.
I think we just described, never. I think we just described this ex. And now I have a vision in my head. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Honestly, this seems fun. I wish I was there. Maybe you record it or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would like to hear more about the evening.
Exactly. Okay, guys. When we come back, of course, we're going to wrap up this episode with another embarrassing sex story for our wrap it up segment.
Yes.
Oh, Okay, guys, it's time to wrap it up with our embarrassing sex story of the week presented by Willa. Embarrassing sex stories are inevitable, but at least you like your condoms, lube, and if the sex isn't what you were hoping for, there's always your trusty vibe to do the job, right? Am I right, Abby?
Yes.
And that's why we love Willa, a new line of products by Trojan Brand Condoms. This new line has two kinds of condoms, a vibe and a lube, and is created for those who make pleasure a priority, aka all of our listeners.
Yes.
With Willa by Trojan Condoms, you come first. Get your hands on the Willa collection now, available exclusively at Target. Okay, let's get into it.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and read it for you.
Okay.
Okay. I was hooking up with a guy. His phone fell from the nightstand and started making loud siren slash alert sounds. The phone accidentally made an emergency call to 911. The operator heard us doing doggy style.
No, 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 no. I mean, to be honest, sometimes sex could sound like somebody's dying. Like, this girl on the other line could have been like, okay, she's having sex, or, oh my God, do, like, I need to call someone.
We need to have all of the fucking troops lined up to the house. Like,
oh,
this
no.
is an emergency call.
Is this like, it's like illegal? You know, when you like prank call the police, you could like get in trouble.
Yeah, probably. Could you imagine, like, you know how like the operators, like people that answer 911 calls, she's probably just some like nice lady and she's like, hello. And it's like,
Yeah. Oh my God. No, she's.
Are you safe? No. Are you okay?
Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, don't stop. Oh no, that would, then she would know.
And then she would know. What would be like, what if they didn't know that it called 911 and 911 thought it was an emergency and they came and then they walk in and they're having sex?
That would be bad. I've seen a lot of like cop shows that like people will like barge in and they're like having sex and they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they're like, get dressed, let's go, you know? But like, if there was really nothing going on, like it would be uncomfortable for just about everybody in the room.
Exactly.
Especially if it's like your local town police, like that's never the vibe.
That's never the vibe. Because you went to high school with one of them. Exactly.
Exactly.
And I feel like doggy style too is probably one of the worst for this to happen. Because of the amount of sound.
Well, it's the noisiest position on the planet. So like nobody knows what's happening on the other end. This is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing, but hopefully you don't know the operator on the other line.
Exactly.
They will never forget this call. No. You will never forget this call. We will never forget this call.
We'll never forget this call.
Ever.
And we love it.
And we fucking love it. So thank you for sharing. And that does it for this week's Wrap It Up presented by Willa. With Willa by Trojan Condoms, you come first. Get your hands on the Willa collection now, available exclusively at Target. The vibe and condoms are available now and the lube is coming soon. You can buy online at target.com or visit trojanbrands.com to learn more. All right, guys, that's it for this episode of Let Me Finish. Please, please, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe, obviously. Say something nice about us because, like, not a lot of people do, so.
If you're reviewing, it's because you're mad at us, and I get that.
Yeah, and I get that. It's like a Yelp review, okay? I get it.
Nobody's happy, so I get it.
Just, if you're feeling nice, generous, shoot us a little comment or something to make our day, okay? Because it's the holiday season and we all need that. Anyway, please email us at letmefinish@betches.com. Send us your roaster exes. Send us your questions, your sex questions, if your boyfriend's jerking off and not having sex with you.
Yeah.
All of it. All right, love you, bye.
Love you.
Betches.